we need people to know who we are. And, like, we're not really, like, publicly known as young carers. And, like, it's going to be important because, like, as we've lost our funding as well, we want to go on trips and, like, get out of our caring lives. And us as young carers, we just want, like, the world to know that we're there and, like, it's important for them to know.
Explain to me why you really need to get away from things. Talk me through your day-to-day life and the reasons why you would want to escape sometimes.
Well, in my day-to-day life, I care for my mum and my little brother. The reason I care for my mum is because she is disabled, and my dad also cares for my mum as well, so they don't really get the time to look after my brother that much. So that's where I step in. I look after my brother and help him with day-to-day things. And we want to escape, like, we want to, like, escape the cage and get out and have the freedom, and like other young teenagers do. We want to, like, have fun and, like, not be, like, locked away. And, like, with the funding gone and, like, we can't go on trips that much, it's like we've got back into the cage and, like, we're locked up.
When you go away, is it a bit like the pressure's being released a bit? Because I'm guessing while you're at home and you're doing all these big responsibilities that you've taken on at a really young age, and that must feel really difficult. Sometimes does it feel a bit like the ceiling's sort of coming down and pressing down on you, and you just want to get out of there?
Yeah, it sort of does in a way, but, like, even when I go out, I still worry. So, like, the worrying is never going to go away, but at least we can, like, go out and have fun and, like, meet other people that are like us and just, like, get to know them and who they care for. And, like, I've met a lot of my friends on this, like, in this group.
Are they more special kinds of friends because they're in the same kind of a situation? They can understand you, you can understand them, and it's easier to chat about the stuff that you feel you can't chat to other people about. Is that what it's like?
Yeah, it is, because, like, I, with these sort of friends, that I can tell them everything and, like, they'll understand because they're in the sort of same situation. And it's like a big relief that I have these sort of friends. Yeah, my friends, like, at school, they sort of, like, understand as well, but it's like they don't have the same understanding as, like, my other young carer friends.
So with the funding being cut, is it that you wouldn't really be able to spend time with these friends that you do have, that you lose your access to people that you can chat to feel better, you lose the activities that make you feel more energised to go back and cope with the challenges? Is that what you're facing at the moment?
In a way, yes. And it's like, I don't want my other friends in young carers to feel like that, because, like, they can't see, like, their friends, like, from young carers. And, like, it's quite stressful that I can't go see, like, my young carer friends because of our funding's been cut. And it's just like, it's like I'm losing a friend in a way, so I can't really keep contact with them much.
Talk to me about the conference, because that's an opportunity to actually get up there and make it known that this is a major issue. You've got influential people that will be there, that will listen, that might not understand any of this. They hear this and suddenly they care, and there's something that they can actually do about it. So what will you be doing at the conference? When you look at these influential people, exactly what will you be telling all of them?
Well, at our conference, what our aim is to tell them, like, we said things and, like, what we, like, would like them to do, and that they, like, we want them to do it. Like, in the past, we've, like, asked them to help us, and then they said they would do it, but they didn't. So it's like...
Well, let's just look at that, because that sounds pretty serious. You must have gone away in a previous conference feeling really positive, thinking, well, I opened my mouth, I spoke up, I said what I needed, and I was told I was going to get it. What did you say that you needed? What did you ask for, and what did you get told that you would get?
Well, from our previous conferences, like, recently we've had our 10th anniversary conference. So, like, we wanted them to, like, know that it was our 10th anniversary, and, like, as that was the time when we had our funding cut, we sort of, like, well, if you can, could you, like, help fund us in a way? And, like, so we can go on trips and stuff. And, like, they've said they would, and then it's sort of, like, a disappointment that they haven't. And it's sort of, like, as we're young carers, we could be a bit more vulnerable in a way. Like, we think they're going to do it, but they don't.
So when you talk to them this time round, because I gather it's the same people that will be there, obviously you'll bring that up. What will you be asking them to do this time round? What must they go away and think about?
Well, like, one of the actual lines I have to say in the conference is that, like, don't promise us anything that you won't follow through. So, like, if, like, we don't want, like, empty promises.